Hi, this is China Doll from Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Join me every Monday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time for a new episode of Chatting with China Doll. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope you guys all had a very nice, safe, cold weekend if you're in the state of Illinois. God, it's so cold. Anywho, how can you become a better student of life? That's a good question. It's almost like, you know, is there homework? Because if there is, I've totally not been doing my homework on how to be a better student of life. I wonder what kind of assignments. Maybe we can color in a coloring book together. Well, it starts by cultivating the virtue of humility. Often confused with being weak or submissive, our society scoffs at this virtue. Yet humility can be a catalyst for personal growth. I can't talk this morning. Humility is the acceptance that you are a worthy human being who is no better or worse than anyone else. That is so true. Nobody is better than anybody else. Everybody, I don't care what anybody says. It doesn't matter the amount of money you have, fame, power, or anything that elevates you above someone else. You are still a human being. And we all ultimately are awaiting the same fate in life. This is so true. I don't care if you're a millionaire. I don't care if you're, you know, Joe Nobody on the corner because you're homeless. Everybody has the same fate in this world. We all live, we all breathe, then we all die. But it's that in between where you got to work at being a better student of life, a better person. You're not better than this person. You're not better than that person. Everybody should be treated as equals. I mean, that's what I think. But not a lot of people think that way. I think they should. This virtue of humility is an antidote to narcissism, characterized by an exaggerated sense of oneself and abilities. Narcissists are prone to feeling entitled. They are often quick to dismiss others, which is a hindrance to cultivating healthy interpersonal relationships. When you think that you are a know-it-all, you are less open to the perspective of others, let alone learning from them. Which is true. There are people out there that feel that they are entitled, that they feel that they don't have to do anything to get something, that things should be handed to them, things should be given to them. No, I'm sorry, that's not how the way the world works. You want something in life, you go do it and get it on your own. Yeah, there's people that can help you on the way to achieve what you want to achieve in life. There's always somebody willing to help. But they're not going to just hand it to you. You want a better job? Then you need to go get one. You want a better relationship? Go get one. You want better friends? Go get them. Sometimes you need to do what you got to do to better yourself. At the same time, humility is an antidote to shame. Humility does not deny your strengths, abilities, or skills. It does emphasize opportunities for personal growth, such as blind spots and biases. A lot of people in this world are biased against other people. And I think everybody is, in a sense. You know, a lot of people are jealous because of those people that have millions and millions of dollars. But those millions and millions of dollars aren't going to make them happy. You can't buy happiness. You can buy crap like vehicles, houses, property, this, that, and the other. But you can't buy happiness. Even though they think they can. I mean, seriously, if I was ever to win, you know, the lottery, which I would have to play it first, but if I actually ever did play it and won it, I've always said the first thing I would do is pay off my debt and my daughter's college debt. Of course, I would donate for breast cancer because that's one of my big things. I would donate to Parkinson's because that's what my father died from. I would donate to spina bifida because my grandson has it. But is all that money going to make me happy? No. Is family going to come out of the woodworks that I never knew I had? Oh, of course it is. Or, hey, remember that $20 you gave me? Well, with inflation, no. Money. It's like the root of all evils if you think about it. Unlike conventional wisdom, which makes your self-worth conditional to achieving personal success, humility has the opposite effect. It is a powerful reminder that your self-worth is an inherent part of your humanity. And that's just it. A lot of people don't give themselves enough credit that they are worthy of things, that they are worthy of anything in this world, that they're worth something. Everybody in this world is worth something to someone. But you need to be worth something to yourself above all others, in my opinion. I mean, it only makes sense. Being a student of life means that you recognize mistakes, accept personal responsibility, and apologize for them. High-quality apologies are effective in repairing relationships. There are specific ways that you can help develop your humility. Because it takes humility to become a better student of life and accept that you have a lot to learn. The first thing you need to remember is you need to be able to accept feedback. Humility is developed by being open to feedback. You seek to understand and learn from others. You carefully listen to what others have to say, even if you don't agree with everything you hear. Maintaining a curiosity mindset with a dose of self-compassion that can help you be more open to receiving feedback. We receive a lot of feedback on our show. We receive comments in the comment section. We receive all kinds of things. But you know what? We take in mind what people have to say about it. And even if we don't agree with it, sometimes we'll make a joke about it. Other times that really makes a lot of sense. We should work that out. We should work that out. And never be afraid to ask for help. Achievers have a hard time asking for help. They are more likely to rely on their own abilities to solve a problem rather than admit they need help. As a result, they will often find themselves spreading too thin and overwhelmed. Asking for help is a sign of humility. Expecting yourself to complete everything on your own is unrealistic. It also deprives others from an opportunity to feel helpful by making a positive contribution in your life. You know, they say that asking for help shows that we underestimate how willing others are willing to help you, which is true. There's a lot of people in this world that if you have an issue and you can't figure it out, and if you go to a friend or a family member or a loved one or whatever and ask for help, even if it's the littlest thing, like even if it's something dumb like changing the oil on your car and you'd rather save the money and do it yourself than bring it somewhere where they're charging you $60, $70 to change that oil. There are lots of people out there that you probably know that are extremely willing to go, hey, yeah, let me come help. We could do a thing. We could drink some beers, do whatever. Sit and BS while we're you know, doing this. You know, we can YouTube it even if we don't know what we're doing. We'll figure it out. But people are always willing to help other people. The other thing is you need to admit when you're wrong. It is easy to become defensive after making a mistake. Worse yet, you may deflect your mistakes by gaslighting others, a tactic commonly employed by narcissists. Remember that no one is perfect. No one. I don't care if you tell people that you're perfect, you're not. No one in this world is perfect. We have all made mistakes and will continue to do so. Because you know why? You learn from your mistakes. I don't care what anyone says. You do learn from your mistakes. Admitting you're wrong is a sign of courage and integrity that will only alleviate you in the eyes of others. So true. If you do something and you know you did wrong, or if you did something and don't even know what you did, maybe if the person tells you what you did wrong, you can correct yourself. But until you know you did something wrong, you're just going to keep going on the defensive or going on the offensive because you don't know what you did. Just keep in mind, no one is perfect. You will learn from your mistakes. If you made one and are unaware of it, it's always nice if somebody tells you you made the mistake and tell you what that mistake was. Because the only way to fix it is to know what you did. Recognizing others. The truth is, success does not occur in a silo. Consider the numerous people who have helped you along the way. You would not have achieved some of your personal goals without the grace and guidance of family members, mentors, teachers, coworkers, friends, Steve next door, Sally on the other side. Take a moment to thank the people that have contributed to helping you. Their contributions may have altered the trajectory of your life and continue to play an essential role in your success. Like me, I'm extremely gracious for those that actually listen to my show or that, you know, watch us on YouTube Monday through Friday or that watch Hollywood when he does his, you know, Sunday night shows, like last night's show, John. Could not handle myself. Had to have him say it. How you doing? Had to, Mr. Italian. But you gotta be grateful and thankful. I am. I'm appreciative. I'm very grateful. I'm very thankful for the people that listen and that watch and that contribute to make our show better and that make my show better and give feedback so we can learn if we made mistakes, how we can fix ourselves to better everything for everyone else. Life is filled with endless learning opportunities that can help you become a better version of yourself. Cultivating the virtue of humility can help you become a better student of life and capitalize on many, many more opportunities to come. Something for y'all to think about. You want to learn from your mistakes? Then sometimes your mistakes need to be told. This is what you did wrong. And then when you find out, you can correct it. But until you know, there's nothing you can do. But I think we need a lot more humility, a lot more people believing that everybody is created equally. No one's better than anyone else. Money can't buy you happiness. It can buy you things, but it can't buy you happiness. It can't buy you peace in your life. Well, I don't know why I can never go any further on my shows than I do, but I think whenever I get my point across, I did pretty good. So I hope this helps some people today. I know doing the show myself always does help me think more in depth in my life personally. So hopefully this hits home for some people. Thanks. Bye. Hi, this is China Doll from Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Join me every Monday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time for a new episode of Chatting with China Doll.